attention.
Pay attention.
Please participate.
Please participate.
This is an exercise.
This is an exercise.
Direct democracy.
Direct democracy.
I'm going to go over.
Dozens of USF students used the human microphone during a teach-in promoting the nascent Occupy USF movement. Danny Leppo, an SDS organizer, said there are a lot of parallels between college students and the general public as the job market remains stagnant.
We have our own 99% here, which would be the students, you know, the faculty, the workers, the grounds, you know, the people who work the grounds, and then the administration is the 1%, you know, the president, Judy Genschaft, the board of trustees, the provost.
She said a key driver for the movement is the 15% tuition hike students saw this year and the possibility of more to come. She said the state university system should come up with better ways to tackle its economic shortcomings.
Stop the bonuses. You know, let's look at the bonuses. Let's look at the excesses. Let's look at the pet projects we have on school. You know, where do we draw the line of what's, you know, related to education and what's just frivolity? You know, what is just keeping up with appearances, and what is like really the basis of the school? The school is education. Not the buildings, not the statues, not the topiaries.
She said so far, the administration has yet to respond.
I don't think that they're taking us quite seriously enough, really. I think they're going to try to brush us off, sweep us under the rug, so to speak. But, I mean, if you can see here today, we're gathering quite a few people. We had 1,200 signatures previously gathered for a petition.
As the teach-in ensued outside Cooper Hall, a small table sat off to one side. In the grass were makeshift cardboard tombstones for key provisions of the Bill of Rights. Vincent McCoy, vice president of Young Americans for Liberty, handed out pamphlets touting libertarian values. You might think his group would be at odds with the Occupy movement. But while McCoy was adamant that his table had nothing to do with the teach-in, he thought its organizers had some good points.
I agree with a lot of their sentiments, and I think that a lot of their goals are noble and absolutely necessary. However, a lot of their means and a lot of their practical solutions are not what I would personally agree with. I think they're targeting the wrong 1%, so to speak, that they're targeting the big banks and the bankers rather than targeting the people who are accepting bribes and giving the bankers all of their getting. And that 1% is the 1% that are actually working in Washington, D.C.
The Occupy USF teach-in aimed to preview their upcoming plans for an on-campus rally set to take place at USF's Patel Center on Wednesday. That's the state-of-the-art building where USF President Judy Genschaft recently moved her office. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.